Hi, I'm Draven the Mighty Ferris.
Forward. Hyper.
Hyper misses his cue once again.
Again.
Okay. Hyper pod.
Without fail.
Aww.
Then we got our very own TH Dragon speaking with us today.
Come on.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm here. Finally, for once.
Yeah. Then we have me, Trent, the friendly Dragalupin.
Then we have me, X Silver Fang, and since Frag Josh wants to be announced, I'm doing that. He's here.
And I'm Ziff.
And welcome to Furry Talk once again. I think we can say this is our special fan service podcast where the topics you have submitted to us, even though there was very few. At least we have enough to talk about for this week. Anyway, first on the list, I guess I'll have to start off with E-Manner. He posed the interesting question of public furriness, acceptability, where's the line if there is, what is it?
How do we know when not to cross it?
Is there a line, really, do you think?
Well, I know there is a line because one of my friends, he just came out of nowhere and just showed me a computer with full of furry porn.
Oh.
I was furry myself, so I really didn't care, but yeah. It was just awkward.
There is a line. Haha, I know it.
I have
experienced this. And I hate to say this, but my good friend Lee, otherwise known as Starfest X Fox, or Second Life, you would know him as Foxler, Foxball. When I knew him in high school, he used to bring a laptop full of the furry porn. And he used to show it during lunch to everybody. He's like, hey, you think this is hot? I'm like, oh my god, what are you doing?
Oh my god.
Of course, I loved looking at this stuff, so I never stopped. And I'm like, huh.
Oh my god, oh my god.
It's like, hey, maybe you should paw.
Should paw? Oh my god.
It's just funny, the whole time you're going, what's wrong with you? Why do you keep looking at it? I can't stop!
I can't look away.
What's wrong with you? Whoa. Look at that.
When it comes to something like that, I think, especially with being furry porn, there is a limit to it. But if it's going to be, like, out on the street or something, I think there would be a limit as well. Like, I've had the really strong urge one day to be walking down the street with Dre and have my headphones blaring, I'm furry. But
that is one thing I kind of want to say too. Openly talking about, like, you talk loud, man.
Sorry.
Well, no. I'm saying when we're in a mall and you, like, blurt out the fact, I'm like, oh no, the stones are coming. Sorry.
Yeah, I was born deaf.
Yeah, apparently.
I can't hear myself. Can you hear me? What?
What is this?
I can't hear myself thinking.
I know you're saying something. What?
So anyways, I gotta work on that. I gotta work on that and on the podcast as well. I gotta learn to not talk so much. Well, not talk so much on the podcast and in real life try to turn down the volume.
I gotta learn how to talk more.
So, pretty much porn in schools is a no-no.
Pretty much.
Ban him for a pile in the middle of the street.
Furry or non-furry.
That's also a no-no. Yeah, other than that.
Having a hobo sign that says, feed me, I'm a furry, that's a no-no too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
as far as it goes, wearing fursuits in public, go ahead, do it. Be proud of what
you are. I want to get, like, a t-shirt or something that says, like, donor of the shirt or, like, I'm a furry or something like that. I wanted to get like a shirt or something like that, but it really wouldn't go too far into like fursuiting or whatnot.
Okay, I want a shirt. You know what, a shirt that has an arrow that's pointing to the left or right? It says next to an idiot. Have an arrow that points to the right or left side. I'm next to a furry.
I'm a furry. It's a little bit derogatory, isn't it?
Yes. In a way, it is.
Yeah.
Derogatory?
Put down an insult.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, big word vocabulary.
I'm sleep.
I'm, like, you know, to the right of me is a fag.
Yeah, they have
shoes
like that.
Oh. I know.
You have people with you. You.
Yeah, I'm using my friend's MacBook.
Oh, hello, computer. Person that we didn't know was there the entire time. Apparently,
he's
we got a
He was with us. He was with us. Huh. Second or third episode, I think.
Yeah. Welcome back.
He's not going to be the main cast here, so.
Okay.
He's giving me the evil glare when I told him about the shirt. He won't stop staring at me.
Evil Sabe.
I'm just saying that not exactly the greatest idea in the world.
Yeah.
Like, it
kind of makes
it tough. That's the best idea in the world. Exactly. That's why.
Like, what if someone's like wearing a shirt that says, I'm next to a Christian? That's a dumb idea.
Yeah. That's why I said it. Yeah, odds are good.
I'm next to a retard, which that one I actually would not mind wearing.
Because there is one out there. Anyway, so let's go back to our topic.
Okay.
It kind of derived from what we were supposed to be talking about.
Yeah. So I think we pretty much drawn the line.
You better teacher. I'm going to get that.
Yeah, so pretty much we've drawn the line. We know where it starts. Let's move on. Okay.
Yeah, so the line has officially been drawn. Big, chalky thing on the floor. Don't cross it.
Yes.
It's been drawn. Cross it, you will be beaten.
By other furs or possibly partner in crime.
And castrated, too. And again, there's some people out there who actually enjoy that idea, oddly enough.
On that note, we move on.
I'm sorry, I really have to shut up now.
Okay. AJ93 would like to know, which celebrities do you think we would find to be furry? And if they were, I'm adding this part in, what persona do you think they would be?
I see Obama.
One at a time. Hyper, what was yours?
Arnold Schwarzenegger would be there because he's governor of California.
The governor of California. I am big bully bear. Yeah.
That was good.
Forward, what was yours?
Well, yeah, it's Obama. I'm pretty sure he's secretly furry.
What would his persona be?
A bear.
A bear.
A bear.
All Christians are bears. Okay, we figured that out.
That's crazy, aren't they?
Obama's
an eagle.
Mine has to be Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise has to be a furry. I mean, he's everything else. Why can't he be that as well?
So, I was thinking if this really isn't like a person, because I really don't know the actor Hugh Laurier, but I'm thinking if House, Gregory House, if he was a, his persona would be a crow, because he's a crotchety old crow. Because he is pretty much a jerk. And one thing on that note is, people who imitate his personality trying to think imitating it because they think it's cool. It's not cool. You're just being an ass, people. Seriously.
You barely said anything. What? Do you have any celebrities you think would be furry?
Wait. Trent, what was that, Sacramento?
What?
Did you say Sacramento? That's what I heard.
I didn't mention anything about Sacramento. Anyways, buddy.
I just heard you say something about Sacramento. I heard it.
Well, then, you need to get your ears clean.
So I was talking about House being a crotchety old crow, and anybody who impersonates his personality is just being an ass. Seriously, it's not cool. Anyways, buddy.
There's a ton of pictures of him being a crotchety old crow.
I don't have any ideas.
Just say a random celebrity. And he'll become a furry.
He's instantly Michael Jordan.
Who?
Okay, since DH has nothing to add. Silver, you got anybody?
Like, listen, Tom Cruise is a furry.
I said Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise?
B. I'm thinking Fox, but...
No!
Hey. Anyway, Silver.
Just because you're one doesn't mean... Never mind.
Oh, yeah, we'll have a Robin Williams, right?
Silver, who do you think would be...
I just said, how about Robin Williams? What would you actually consider him kind of to be as a furry?
Okay, I gotta look up Robin Williams because I cannot remember him.
Robin Williams...
Flubber.
Awesome.
Hook, Flubber, Mr. The nanny one.
Oh, Robert Williams!
There you go!
Robin.
Socially
Robin
inept.
Like a bird. But it doesn't act like a bird.
Like Batman.
Maybe you should be a Robin.
Like the lame character from Batman. Robin.
So what would Robin
Williams do? Oh, he's doing some Batman. Quick, get the shark repellent. That's my random moment of the
day. Oh my god, what is this wonderful place? Anyway, what would his persona be?
I was thinking Hyena, because he's always a comedian in his TV shows.
Yeah, could be. We'll go with that one. Zeph, you got one?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu.
Oh, yeah, Keanu Reeves. He's like... He's
totally bodacious.
He's my favorite actor.
And he would be...
A jackal.
Probably. He's kind of laid back. It's either that or Sloth.
Sloth. That Why makes not? Me wonder, is there... That makes me wonder, is there any sloth personas out there?
If there are not many.
No one wants to be a sloth.
Yeah, that's like before I was
asked. Sloths are actually pretty cute.
Yeah, they are cute. I actually have a sloth teeny beanie baby somewhere.
Teeny beanie baby?
Sloth? It's so cute. I gotta get a picture. I gotta post that up on FA. So anybody who's listening to this, keep in mind, I will post a link.
All right, Josh, you have one? We'll read it out for you.
Yeah, we will.
Since we gotta fill time anyway. It's a short week, people. Bear with us.
Scout would be a cheetah. Scout? Scout would be a cheetah?
Scout, like from Team Fortress 2?
Ooh!
It's no celebrity.
It's not really a celebrity, but everybody knows about him.
Yeah, he is.
I don't even play TF2.
You can have it on the discussion page.
Everybody knows the Scout, yeah.
It's the spider face.
Bonk, bonk, boink.
Oh, him. I only know the songs that people have redone with bonk noises.
Exactly. That's how everybody knows about the Scout, so. Yeah, I guess that can count technically, but if we want to go into that genre, that would be like video game celebrities as well. Do we want to throw those in with the rest of them?
What would Master Chief
Man be?
Solid Snake. 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 Okay.
What would Mega Man be?
Hedgehog.
No, that's Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic. Well, yeah. But he's.
Mega Man would be a
Mega
virus.
Mega Man is blue. He runs all the time. Come on.
But he shoots stuff out of his arms. Seriously.
Fine,
he's
Shadow Team.
One arm. My bad. Actually, no.
You're
Teenage Mutant Ninja.
What do you get? Shadow.
I don't know. I was pretty much. I was going to say, ask TH with stuff.
Sonic
he's like,
the Hedgehog would be a hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog would be... Ta-da. Robin.
Everybody's a Robin. Everybody's a Robin. Someone with like a bird as fixation. Everything's a Robin.
Actually, there should be more ducks personas. So you know what? Sonic is now a mallard.
A duck, another one.
Let's
oh my first, god.
Like, pool. Okay, so
I guess we're moving on to our next topic.
Well,
which
actually,
is,
since we're going through these pretty quick, let's do slash slap word of the week. And
who's going to read it?
Why don't we all say it? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Neil.
Spontaneous.
Slapped you all.
Wow, that was very well in sync, wasn't it, guys?
Yeah.
Slap, slap, slap.
Although considering the slap, word, slap. It really wasn't all spontaneous. Oh, crap.
Slap.
It didn't know what the word was.
It doesn't start until the podcast is over for us.
Oh, too late. I already slapped myself.
Oh, well. That's your loss. Alright, so apparently we're supposed to give a shout-out to Sir Yipsalot. Because his name's pretty funny, apparently, to Frag.
Damn it.
And I don't know why we're shouting him. I wasn't filled in on that part.
Not neither was I.
Because he asked for it, that's why. Sir Yipsalot actually asked for it. And
oh,
Frag
yeah,
also
that too.
Promised. Yeah.
So, shout-out to you, good buddy. Keep watching. Or listening.
Yep.
Whatever the case may be. I also would like to give a shout-out as well to E-Manner for the one and only person to enter into the music contest so far and has done an awesome job. He's done... Okay, got my vote. So, yeah, that's my shout-out. Anyway, moving on.
Can I make a shout-out to myself?
Sure, go ahead. I love me! Okay, next topic. By Fox on the Fur. He wants to know about writers versus artists. How do they compare? They're the same. How do they differ? Let's go ahead and talk about that. Writers versus artists. What do you think takes more?
They had actually Fox, and I'm not going to specifying gender because I'm pretty gender blind when it comes to people online.
Oh no!
Hyper knows of that, but they had actually given a lot of information. They are a writer, and their mate that they are with, that Foxen is with, is an artist, and their mate has gotten a lot more views, and they themselves being a writer. Meanwhile. Well, page views. Sorry, page views, but Yeah,
more people go to the artists because people are more visual, but...
Yeah. I myself prefer, like, reading or art. It's all the same thing. I like reading because...
I have ADD, so reading is a no-go for me.
Yeah.
Same.
Reading is, like, it gives me enough room to interpret stuff. It's pretty free for I can imagine stuff differently than what somebody else would. It's good, but it's also bad in its own sense. But it's good. I like it.
Yeah, I've sampled both ends of the field. I was a heavy writer for the longest time. I don't think my writing is good enough. If you want to check out my DA, just ask, and you'll see.
Now!
I'm trying art now. Well, I've always been a big artist, watercolor painting and such. But, yeah, I have to say, writing is a lot easier than art because stream of thought, you can just keep on going. Of course, you hit writer's block, but artists get blocks as well. So, worst comes to worst, you can always post what you wrote.
Yep.
But then again, you also got the work in progress pictures as well, so.
Yeah,
it's pretty even.
You know what? What is an artist? Is it just people who draws, or is it people who, like, writes or anything?
Well, it's not really writing because.
There's many kinds of arts.
I know, there aren't just. Yeah. Like, music is an art.
Dancing is an art.
Acting.
Well, let's just put it down to the basics. Drawing versus writing. Let's put it into that perspective.
Writing is totally underappreciated because the only reason people don't take the time to sit down and read, or don't have the time to sit down and read something,
or don't have the mental capacity to read anything for more than 2 seconds.
I'm a lazy bozo.
Hyper actually has something to add about FA. So,
buddy, it's bad, but it has the ability
to YouTube. That'd be awesome. Well, they do that in the forums. I mean, they got the link of the week, the link of the day.
Yeah,
be able to just go onto Perfini and look at videos and stuff, and that'd be a lot more simple than having anybody pick you.
But then again, you might also get some of those people who just, like, randomly spam, like, not good movies, but, sounds like a good idea.
And you also make a bunch of, pre-stew videos pop up, which is fun.
Yeah, especially stuff from Anthrocon people want to show. I can see where you're going.
I want to go with Anthrocon so bad on.
Yeah, on that note, since this... Unless anybody else has to add something to this topic. Does anybody?
The internet's before.
Okay. On that...
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait. Does Josh have to say?
I was thinking with, how you mentioned you were, going... you were getting into art, Dre. I was thinking about mentioning, you should mention the website that you used, because maybe that will help some people who are having trouble learning how to draw free art. They can go to the site that you used.
Hang on, hold up.
Yeah.
Well, something on the last topic. Did we ever say that for him?
The writing, yeah. We haven't really moved on, but Josh says writing is harder, in my opinion, because you have to paint a picture in a person's head, yeah.
Don't worry.
Says. Yeah, that is a lot harder. And, well, it depends on the level of a person's creativity. Like I said, I got very vivid pictures, and they're really complicated and very hard to put into words. That's why I don't write anymore, because it's really hard to explain.
My writing sucks at
it. I just suck at English. Yes. So I don't write in general.
Oh, I love to write.
I suck at grammars and spelling and everything.
Punctuation is still one of my major issues, but
I can't spell what the shit.
Alright, well, shall we move on?
Yeah, and so we go into random talk. Whew. Okay, now the serious stuff is done.
Wait, so it's random time?
Yep. Random talk. And we go silent. We got, like, nothing to talk about this week. Wow.
Okay, how about this? Which one would you think would win, the Digimons or the Pokemons?
Ooh. Wow. We should be glad that Sai's not here.
Mega, dude. You think Pokemon can beat that?
Pokemons don't die. Well, yeah, they do die.
Dude, Digimons can't die. If you heal them, they turn into an egg and they come back.
Exactly.
Pokemon can't die.
I would have to say Digimon just because their attacks are a lot more powerful and a lot more epic.
Yeah, but they only have, like, one attack.
Two, actually.
I would say Pokemon.
Digimon always have, like, two attacks. Sometimes a third.
Yeah, but...
those are the rare ones.
Stupid of breath. Ha! Yeah, that's
but yeah. My vote, Digimon. Sorry to say, I'm glad Sai's not here. Anybody else want to cast their vote?
I'm for Pokemon, though.
We got Pokemon. One for Pokemon, one for Digimon. I'm keeping tally.
Pokemon.
Okay, two for Pokemon, one for Digimon.
No!
GH, your vote.
What?
Pokemon or Digimon, who do you think would win in a fight?
Most likely be Digimon, because Digimon are more, humanoid than the others. They think a lot more than Pokemon do.
Oh,
Pokemon
two for two. Yeah, Pokemon need to take orders. Okay.
They can actually talk also.
So for me, it's kind of hard to choose because Digimon are obviously kick-ass and that, but then, like, you have Pokemon, which has, like, the bestest of all best Pokemon, which is the Dragonair. Oh, so cute. I'm fanatic about my Dragonair.
So
don't
cute.
Diss me. I love my Dragonair.
Cast your vote.
Dragonair. I mean, Pokemon. I'm not thinking about it. Dragonair too much. Heck no.
Dragonair. I mean, Pokemon. Oh, wow. Great. Silver.
Yes?
Pokemon or Digimon? Who would win in a fight?
Bagger.
If only I wasn't lagging so bad. If I could choose which one, Digimon are much more powerful than Pokemon, but Pokemon are still powerful than me.
So which one would you say? I'm taking a tally here. Digimon or Pokemon? One or the other?
Well, like, as I said, Digimon pretty much would kick their butts, but Pokemon are still pretty cool, but Digimon just, okay. It's just powerful.
So it's 3-3. Pokemon or Digimon?
Digimon, because first off, they can actually talk and just understand what they're saying.
Alright. So, winning vote here, Josh, up to you. It's either a tie or not. Well, we already know what Sai would say, so it is a tie, so you're the tiebreaker.
Yeah,
true that.
Ooh! Da na 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 na.
In a general fight, if it was a war between Digimon and Pokemon, who would win?
Everyone use Earthquake.
Digimon wins! Oh! Take that.
No.
Stop, snap. Anyway.
I stand by
my team right
now.
There's our
red. It all depends on the trainer.
I love my Dragonair. Nobody can defeat it. Nobody can defeat its Dragonair and its cuteness.
Any other random questions we have on our minds?
I use the voice.
Was it about Vore? I heard Vore. What Vore?
No, voice, not Vore. Voice.
Oh.
Oh no, he wants to use the voice. Wants to do the voice.
No.
No.
No. No. Yeah, no voice filter.
Yeah. We declare, I don't know, on the voice filter on the podcast.
No, no.
What? See, even the producer says no. I'm director, and I say no. So that's two no's. No, no.
And then we also have the cast as well.
Yeah. It's pretty unanimous. No.
That was the voice you said.
And if I were to break the rules and do it anyway...
We would school dad, right? And you'd be made fun of for the rest of the podcast. And every podcast.
No. No.
We'll call you Squeaky from now on.
I can't do this.
Okay, I'll just call him Squeaky from now on. Call him.
Yeah, not new every new podcast. Only 98%.
Yeah, we will call him Squeaky the Fox.
Squeaky the Fox.
That's Squeaky the Fox.
I'm hyper the fuck. No, you're squeaky.
But I'm hyper. No, you're squeaky. Suffer. You've been pretty quiet. Got anything to add? Anything to say?
Got a bird.
Kamikaze watermelon. Dee wee. Okay. So moving right along, let's do our artist spotlight. Do we even have one? Yeah, nothing really coming around this week, unfortunately.
Put some of those FAs search for some random artist.
Yeah, quickly!
Quickly!
That's right, for the win. Hyper, you start for the win.
Oh, yeah, for the win. Our new group for ice scribbling.
And only ice scribbling.
Hint, only I scribble stuff will be found on that site, nothing else. So it's a hint. So people are going like, oh yeah, I'm hoping I'm going to find this or this or this. It's like, no, you're not. You're just going to find ice scribble.
Nope. You're just going to find ice scribble with hilariousness all over it. So have fun.
Giga pudding!
Giga pudding!
Giga pudding!
Oh, that
was fun. I
love
that one.
God, now it's stuck in my head. Get out of my head. Get out of my head. Oh, okay.
But I think we should add a new section to our podcast.
I don't know. I'm just going to give a random shout out to Lithium. I don't know if you guys know him, but actually he does pretty good artwork. I don't know if it's he or she. I haven't decided that yet. Female. Okay, yep. It's a girl.
There's no girls on the internet.
Actually, should I tell them about
to tell you guys about how I was being such a prick to this one girl that was playing a game with me?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, in Left 4 Dead, apparently this one woman was playing
Left 4 Dead.
And I personally don't believe in girls play games, like online games.
Mm-hmm.
So, the girl's playing a game, and she's talking, and she said, my voice sounds like Pee-wee. And I took offense to that, so I was like, well, I don't really hear that from a little schooler like you. She's like, but I'm a girl. I was like, no, you're not. Yes, I am. Like, I was like, no, you're not. The boyfriend comes. Yeah, she's a girl. She's not. You're a profile. We're going out with little boys. I made them leave. I felt sad.
You should be.
That's my motto. I don't believe in girls playing online games that much.
Hey, want to prove me wrong? Spam his FA account with shouts. I'm a girl!
I'm not gonna believe that you're a girl.
Hey, wait a minute. I find that to be false. Harley plays WoW and she's a girl.
No, she's not.
She is! I've known her for 2 months.
And if anybody's wondering out there, Harley is Trent's love interest.
She's a girl. She plays WoW.
We all know. She plays the game.
Now, yeah, some people
closet, now I'm in the closet.
No, seriously, some people do.
Yeah, I wasn't actually kidding about that part, but yeah. Whenever some people say, yeah, I'm a girl, over online, I don't believe them.
Exactly. Well, we have proof. Even Silver plays video games, and she's a girl. Ha!
Yeah.
Yeah, my girlfriend plays video games. I'm pretty sure she's a girl. I hope she is.
Anyway. So, yeah, everything's starting to wind on down.
Right.
Anybody have anything else to add? Anything they want to talk about?
I have no freaking idea.
Seems like a short one this week.
Over
here, okay. I know! Which means fans keep giving us shit to talk about.
Because we're drying up here.
Yeah. We're drying up episode 5 or 6 and we're already running out of things to talk about. That's not good!
Exactly.
We're here for you. Contribute.
Drying up like a jellyfish in the desert here. People, give us ideas. Fill us with our wonderful ocean of ideas that we can swim around and sting people with.
Also, personal questions to us, we don't mind answering at all. Let's get some fan mail working, you know?
Unless, of course, it's something that somebody may have mentioned on the podcast before.
Yeah, I've said this before. Fan mail. Contribute. If you love us, contribute.
I was talking more about something that you said. I'm going to avoid that now. Never mind.
Wait, what did I say before? Yes. No. You brought it up. You're going to finish it. What did I say before?
Yes. Finish it,
it was
friend.
About a fruit.
Fruit.
It was about a fruit. Oh,
what fruit? A butt coconut? Wait, that's not fruit.
Blue.
Oh. The blue.
Exactly. No questions about that.
Ask about the blueberry.
Don't do it, people.
Don't say coconut.
We're gonna get.
Hey, I can almost guarantee you that somebody was gonna ask. I remember at some point one of my friends even asked about it, and I'm like, "Don't ask." I'm like, "You don't want to know." So I'm saying this again. People, don't ask.
I want to see the blueberry.
No. No.
One day.
No.
One day, I'm gonna chloroform you, and I'm gonna see the blueberry.
One day, also known as next week. Might as well just make a new account and just say, what does blueberry mean?
I am amazing! Apparently, next week's podcast is going to have very bad audio due to some technical difficulties.
I kept dropping. Oh, how funny.
Everything sounds fine on my end, but I guess...
Bad audio.
I hear you fine now.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Coming from a specific person, or just in general?
Just a specific person.
I guess with that, I'll just end it here. And
okay. All right.
So...
This has been Free Talk.
Thanks for joining us. Catch us next week. Hopefully the audio problems will be fixed.
Be
most likely. They will.
Yeah. This has been Fruit Talk.
Give us ideas.
We apologize for bad quality this week.
This has been the Furry Talk from the Fluff House.
You said that three times.
Yeah. And as we always say,
on the lighter side,
what's funnier than a non-furry?
You.
You know what's funny?
You just told the joke wrong.
Okay.
Sorry.
See ya.
You screwed up your own joke.
Yeah.